you ever say foul?
We didn't refer to that in conversation. No, and you know, this was in reading or.
If you have a book term.
Yeah.
You would say.
Foul?
Yeah.
No, we didn't call ours foul. They were all chickens and ducks and geese.
What would you call a hen that was sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something?
Oh, she was the old setting hen. Yeah.
Okay. What about the place where you kept your chickens? What was that called?
The chicken house.
Any other term for maybe a different place? Maybe just a penned-in place out in the open where they could run around?
A chicken coop?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Coop.
Okay. Talking about chickens, when you fry a chicken, there's usually a piece that children like to get. One can grab hold of one end, one of the other, you know.
The pulley bone.
Right. What's the story associated with that you're familiar with?
I don't remember if I got the long piece or the short piece, if I could make a wish and it would come true. I had a story told to me yesterday about the pulley bone.
What was it?
This girl said she never knew that that all chickens have a pulley bone. It was her favorite piece of chicken, but if her mother decided she had to split the chicken, cutting the pulley bone in two. Mm-hmm. That was a rooster, because roosters didn't have pulley bones. It was just a hen. No one else knew it was a way of getting by.
Yeah, right. What about, would you have a general term for, like, the inside parts of a hog or a chicken that you could eat, but you might not normally eat, like the heart and stuff like that?
Well, then chicken is giblets. Mm-hmm. But now, in a hog...
Yeah. Any term for that? You ever heard the terms haslet, harslet?
I've heard of haslet, but I don't know what it is.
Just heard of.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Liver and lights, you know what that is? The lights?
I've heard of it, but I don't know, and I'm sure, if it was edible, I'm sure we ate it, but I don't know.
The lungs.
Is it the lungs? The lights of the lungs. I don't know.
What about the part that you can take the intestines and clean them out and cook them and eat them?
The chitlins.
Mm-hmm. You ever had those?
I tried it.
Probably didn't like the way they smelled.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I think I've had them once. When I was too young to remember anything about them.
It was enough, wasn't it?
What about this expression? Say if it's getting late in the day and the farmer hears his cattle carrying on, they're getting hungry, he might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to...
feeding up time. I think that was feeding up time.
What would your father, if he wanted to get his cows to come up from the pasture, how would he call to them to get them to come up from the pasture?
Cowie?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it, Cowie.
Did you ever call to them yourself?
Oh, all of us tried it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
give, me,
was just...
give me a call.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, go ahead. How did you say it? Can you remember how it went?
I think you would usually use the cow's name. It was just Cowie.
And then it, say his name?
Yeah,
like
or just maybe repeat that, Cowie.
Did you say anything different if you were calling a calf? Or did you say the same thing?
I think that...
you call Cowie to a calf, too?
I guess so.
I see.
I think ours usually came up with that having to be called.
Right. Would you say anything to a horse if you were out in the pasture to get him to come up?
Seems to me Daddy used to whistle.
Whistle to his horse.
Or just call the horse his name. I really don't know that.
What about if he were plowing with his mules? Would he say anything to him to get him to turn left or right?
Yes. But I don't know if, haw, gee.
You remember which is which?
No. I never did learn. But I do remember those. Haw, gee. I don't know if there's any others or not.